Hey, everybody. Welcome back for another episode of the 5-Minute Discipleship Podcast. My name is Lauren Hicks, and on this podcast, I share 5-Minute episodes to help you grow in your faith. This podcast is about discipleship and spiritual growth. It's my prayer that these short episodes inspire you and encourage you to be a fully devoted follower of Jesus Christ. If you're new to the podcast, let me invite you to subscribe on your favorite podcast app so that you can join us each day. Today on the podcast, we are talking about the truth that no word from God will ever fail. I recently heard the story of an elderly couple who had a small farm they had run for many years. The farm was the primary source of their livelihood and the only life they really knew. But one day they were surprised to receive a visit from local officials and learn that their small farm was being taken by the government by eminent domain. A new development had been planned that would require the property they had owned for so many years. With heavy hearts, this couple turned to the Lord and the promises of God's word. Despite the grim circumstances, they clung to a promise found in the New Testament in Luke chapter 1, verse 37. The Bible says here, "For no word from God will ever fail." They began to pray fervently, seeking God's intervention in their dire situation. They stood on the word of God that He was their provider, that He would take care of them, and that regardless of their circumstances, the Lord would always meet their needs. Well, as the days passed, the construction crew arrived ready to bulldoze the property. The elderly couple continued to trust in the promise of God's word that He would not fail them. Miraculously, just as the crew was about to start their work, a city official arrived with a surprising announcement. A mistake had been made, and their land was not meant for acquisition. With tears in their eyes, the couple testified at their church and told the story of God's faithfulness. In front of the entire congregation, they said these words, "In the face of adversity, when it seemed like the promises of God were about to be crushed, our God proved again that His word stands firm." Luke chapter 1, verse 37 is not just a verse. It's a living truth we can rely on. Nothing is impossible with God, and His word never fails. I love this story, and I love this verse found in Luke chapter 1, verse 37. "For no word from God will ever fail." You know, this verse is found in the angel's confirmation to Mary during the announcement that she would be the mother of Jesus. The angel was giving her the much-needed assurance that what had been told to her would come to pass because the word of God never fails. Let me encourage you today with this truth. No word from God ever fails. No matter your current circumstances, God's word remains unshakable. In times of uncertainty, when others around us might question the reliability of God's promises, as Christians, we can find comfort and assurance in the unchanging nature of God's word. You know, this encouragement given to Mary is the same truth discovered many years earlier in Scripture. When the Israelites finally entered the promised land and each of the 12 tribes was given their allotment of land, the Bible says in Joshua chapter 21, verses 43 through 45, "So the Lord gave Israel all the land He had sworn to give their ancestors, and they took possession of it and settled there. The Lord gave them rest on every side, just as He had sworn to their ancestors. Not one of their enemies withstood them. The Lord gave all their enemies into their hands. Not one of all the Lord's good promises to Israel failed. Every one of them was fulfilled." Now, did you catch that? Not one of God's promises failed. Every one of them was fulfilled. Even several hundred years later, in his benediction to the dedication of the temple, King Solomon echoed these same words. In 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 56, he said, "Blessed be the Lord who has given rest to His people Israel, according to all that He has promised. Not one word has failed of all His good promise, which He spoke by Moses, His servant." You know, some of God's promises come to pass quickly, even overnight, but others stretch out over long periods of time. Waiting on God is not easy. In fact, sometimes it's even painful. As finite humans, it's so difficult for us to understand the timing of a sovereign God. Yet we live today by faith. We trust a God who has proven himself to be true to his word time and time again. You and I have a truth we can hold on to today. God is a promise keeper. He will not fail. What he has said, he will do. What he has promised, he will perform. And here's today's challenge. Be encouraged by the truth that no word from God will ever fail. Hey, thanks again for joining me for today's episode. I hope you have a wonderful day. And until next time, let's continue on our journey as followers of Jesus.